Don't miss one Hell's Gate!
For the ball,
oh, get up! It's loose!
It's on the way. Plenty of leg.
Good!
It's football time in the Bluegrass. You're listening to the KSR Football Podcast.
Hello there. It's the KSR Football Podcast. Nick Roush here with Freddie Maggard. Freddie, how are you doing?
I'm good, Nicholas. How are you doing, buddy?
It's good. We're doing something different today.
It is. We're doing actually a podcast featuring Kentucky's number one target, the number one player in Kentucky, Jagger Burton. Jagger, how you doing, young man?
I'm good. How are you all?
Doing well. How's school?
Going great.
Grade still up there?
Yeah, for sure.
Good.
Of course, Freddie, that's such an old man thing to say.
What's that?
To lead off with grades.
Well, listen, mom and dad are here. I got to start with
grades.
Okay,
right? That's a good idea. See, I would start by saying, how many days till spring break?
I don't even know, but I'm excited.
I was about to say, that's probably, what, 1st of April or something? My wife's counting down
the
days.
Something like that.
All right, Jagger, I'm kind of known for my evaluation. Right. How I evaluate film. I have watched hours of your film this week. You want to hear what I evaluated you as?
Let's hear it. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm ready.
He's going to put you in the meat grinder, so I hope you're ready for this.
All right. I got a little bullet points here, so I'm official. Mauler. Physical, puts defenders on the ground, which you do, which I've seen you do on film quite often. Effective reach blocking, because you got the long arms. And you understand leverage there, understands the use of leverage at a high level.
I hate reach blocking. Like it's
the hardest thing to do.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, especially you got to be quick off the block out of your stance to get to them. It's the worst.
Explain to people what a reach block is.
So, like, let's say if I'm at left tackle and we're running like a stretch play left, so the running back's getting the ball,
right?
Trying to get outside.
Yeah.
So the DN's in front of me. I have to get on the DN's outside shoulder and turn him in. But let's say – so my first step is kind of like an opening step.
Yeah.
But if the DN goes inside, most of the time I'll still have to put a hand on him to give the guard time to reach him, and then I'm working
then
up the backer.
Way up to the backer.
Yeah. So it's hard just because if he goes inside, you have to be able to, like, process it like that fast and be able to put your hand on him.
One thing, Nick, on my evaluation I have about Jagger is his footwork, I think, is college-ready now. Extremely well-coached and developed. But – several instances on your tape, a lot actually, from your left tackle position, you pull across the line of scrimmage, you go all the way to the other end.
Mm-hmm.
With that, Nick Roush, there's no wasted steps or motion. There's a quick drop step, open step, and he's gone. Well, so that tells me he's a good bender. He comes out of his stance well.
Ooh, I'm not a good bender.
He's a good bender. Yeah. He's got flexible ankles. Comes
flexible
out.
Flexible ankles.
Yeah,
hey, you get the little bands and do your ABCs?
Yeah.
I would like turn my ankle and you go to rehab and they're like, you got to go home and do your ABCs every night and always bad about it.
But several instances, Jagger, I saw you pull across the line of scrimmage. Is that a go-to play for Douglas?
Yeah, Kentucky runs it too. We have a play called Gut, which is guard and tackle pull. So the guard kicks out the defensive end or logs him, and then based off if he kicks, which means he pushes him out, I go up to a front side backer, and if he logs him, then I'm outside and around to the same backer. And then we have a play called Dart where it's just the tackle skip pulling, so I'm not dropping. I'm staying square, going
skip
straight
pull,
up. Yeah, to the front side backer.
No waste of motion, Nick Roush. Yeah. None whatsoever.
Pulling, if reaching is the worst, though, pulling is the most fun, right?
That's why he's a top five projected
for sure.
guard.
Yeah.
That's why you're a top five projected guard in the country, yet you play left tackle.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute. Elite athlete for an offensive lineman. Elite. Displayed multiple pulls, leads from left tackle across line of scrimmage. But the thing I liked about it was you got your block and you several times were downfield blocking.
Yeah.
20, 30 yards down the line, downfield.
Yeah, my opening play is like, I think it's Darius is running behind me. I think we were playing like Grant County. And he followed me all the way to the end zone. That's like one of my favorite plays ever.
That's on my notes that you look like an athletic tight end playing offensive tackle. How much you weigh right now? About 275?
Yeah, something like that.
What do you want to play your senior year?
I'm staying right there, probably right 270, there? 275, yeah.
That's good for you. That's a good weight for you.
Yeah.
Extremely high football IQ. It comes from a football family. Your dad has been instrumental in developing you as a player, and your brother. Love how you work to the second level. Nick Roush, here's a note I got. He understands the concept of the play, and he just walked us through a couple plays.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, offensive linemen, when they're developing, they understand one thing.
Your job.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Jagger. Okay, I got this guy. I'm on him. Yeah. When that's done, it's over with. To me, you understand where the play is going. Technically make your block, and then you go the second level.
Yeah, I think that's from like middle school until really the beginning of freshman year. I was playing like running back. So kind of knowing like the scheme. Like at running back, you obviously have to know what the O-line's doing so you know where the hole is. So I kind of understand it from that aspect. And then whenever I got to Douglas – I mean, Douglas is like obviously one of the best football schools in the state, so there's a lot of competition, and I hadn't played any O-line snaps when I got there sophomore year, so I kind of had to learn everything. I mean, they didn't know if they were going to play me at tight end or guard, center, so I know like all the positions, what everyone's doing on the line for every play.
That's next level.
So did you like hit a growth spurt or something? Was there like something crazy where you go from running back to all of a sudden you're playing offensive line?
Not really. I mean, I hit a growth spurt. Obviously, I was like middle school. I was a lot smaller, but I think it was more just kind of figuring out, do I want to be like what I wanted to be, kind of, because my brother played skill position. So I think kind of whenever I was young, I was just like, I'm gonna play a skill position because obviously I think everyone looks up to like their older brothers when they're younger. Yeah,
yeah.
So I was like,
yeah.
I want to be like Drayden or my brother. So I kind of just like started in skill, and then I played D-line. Once they moved me from running back, and I went to Kentucky camp, and I was playing D-line, and Coach Slimer pulled me aside, and he was like, "You're a pretty athletic D-line, defensive lineman, but if you move to offensive lineman, you'll be extremely athletic." So from then, whenever
Smart
I
man.
Moved to Douglas, yeah, I Coach McPeak, I told him that I wanted to play O-line. Obviously, I play both now, but I'm an offensive lineman, like getting recruited. So my first year was only last year was my first year as an O-lineman.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So your first year as an offensive lineman to a top five offensive lineman in the country, that's a meteoric rise.
That's pretty crazy.
But I really think that speaks to your high football IQ, and you understand what the skill players are doing, thus you can better grasp that as an offensive lineman. Lined up as a fullback, Nick Roush.
Oh.
Scored on a direct snap.
Oh, you got to do the fridge treatment?
Yeah, I scored, I think, four times. I only put one on my film, but I scored like four extra points. Yeah, on like a fake field goal. And then they had a play where I caught a pass, like a pitch, I guess. And we tried to run it one time, and they covered it up because we were playing, I think, Grant or Montgomery County or someone, and they were just standing there, and they were there. So we didn't run it again after that, but – we had it in, so hopefully we'll get to run it this year.
I could
we'll cut that part out, too, so the other guys don't hear.
I could keep going on my evaluation, but I'm going to end it with this. Mm-hmm. Nick Roush, and you know what this means. And this is pretty much the highest.
Uh-oh. Is this what I think it's going
to
be?
Appears to love football.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sure.
You love the game of football?
For sure, 100%.
What do you love about it?
I think – the love kind of started obviously from seeing how much my dad, they always talked about football, like Christmases, Thanksgiving, and then watching my brother play. And like growing up being a coach's son, you kind of build a bond. Like we had two players that like worked at our house every summer, and me and my brother would just hang out with them all the time that played at Dunbar. My dad was coaching there. So like just seeing like the type of man that I wanted to like become when I was older, like all those people were football players. So whenever I started playing, I kind of understood, like, well, this is why everyone loves it so much. I also think, like, a big part of that is, like, how many people football has introduced into my life and, like, all the great things it's given me. It's kind of hard not to, like, love something that
right
does all that for you. So,
and all that speaks to his football IQ that we talked about. You recently released your top seven. Penn State, Texas, Clemson, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, and Kentucky. How hard was it to get your list of
732
every offer in America down to seven? How hard of a decision was that for you?
I mean, it's extremely hard to do because you build bonds with like all these great coaches that that you just don't really fit into the program right, or whatever the reason is, it's not right for you. So it's hard to, you know, kind of tell those people that and not feel like they're going to take it personal. Like,
right.
If I'm like, I'm not – thank you so much for the opportunity, obviously, from all the schools. But if I'm like, I'm not interested in coming to your program, like, I feel like it's better for me to tell them so they can move on to other kids. Like, I don't want to take the opportunity away from other kids.
What I've noticed about you on social media, you're always gracious with offers.
Yeah.
No matter the size or level of the school, you're appreciative of those offers.
Yeah.
Is that paint an accurate picture?
Yeah, for sure. Because I think going through, like, the grueling process of trying to get, like, your first offer is just, like realizing how much goes into it now, like, for someone to get, like, a football scholarship, and how much money that is, and how much time the coaches take to, like, give you that opportunity. You should be grateful for everyone you get. Yeah.
So your first offer, who was it? What was it like when you got it?
It was Kentucky, and I was not expecting it at all. I think we had just lost in the playoffs, and it was the last game of the home game of the season for Kentucky, the year Josh Allen was there.
Yeah.
And I just came because I wanted to watch the game and see everyone, and they were showing me a lot more attention than they normally did whenever I was there. And then they were like, "Coach Toops wants to talk to you." And I was like, "What is going on right now?" And it was just kind of like shocking. Like, I didn't. My parents weren't even with me. Like, I just had one of my friends, and then Kentucky did it, and I cried. It was like a dream come true. So I'm forever grateful for them being like the first school to take a chance on me. Yeah,
that's pretty. I just can't even imagine. Like, I don't know. Just the – I'm sure the first time you got letters, too, like in the mail, that it was like, oh, this is pretty cool. You got the logos up there and everything.
Do you still carry – does kids still carry them around in their pockets like I did 100 years ago?
I couldn't even get letters whenever I started getting offers because I was too young.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
I just started – like, well, not – like, the beginning of this year is whenever I just started getting mail.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
So much. Does the mailman hate you?
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Just every day it's just opening it up and they're just falling out.
Yeah, a bunch of schools send me stuff every day. Kentucky's one of them. Like, Clemson, all those guys send me just random graphics and stuff.
Oh, do you have any Photoshop, though, that you're like, come on, like, what?
I mean, there's definitely been some. I don't want to say who, but sometimes you're just like, or like, it's more like, why did you choose that picture out of all pictures? And it doesn't, like, fit the body or anything.
Yeah.
It's still cool, though.
So your top seven, you have to whittle that down to 5 official visits.
Yeah.
Who are those 5?
Alabama, Kentucky, Ohio State, Oregon, and I'm blanking. Kentucky, Oregon, Ohio State, Clemson. Yeah, my bad. I forgot.
When are you gonna start those visits?
The only one I have planned right now is June 12th to the 14th, and that's Ohio State. So there could be some before that or after that, but I'm gonna try to get them done before August 24th
being your birthday.
Yeah.
Is that you want to announce on that day or prior to that?
If I don't do it on that day, it'll be after that day. So.
So you have, man, I remember when I made, like, I'm going to make my decision by this date. And then I just, like, it came and I was kind of twiddling my thumbs like, well,
yeah,
this is nerve wracking. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like when you got to reach that point and make a decision.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. Because there's honestly no, like, leader right now with those 5. Like, I'm pretty even on all of them. So it's just I'm hoping the official visits will – from what I've heard, they make it really clear. Like, you'll know where you want to be. So hopefully that gives some clarity and I'll realize by that date. And if not, I'll – I mean, I got plenty of time. So if not, I'll push it more into my senior year.
You got some pretty good teammates at Douglas, don't you?
Yeah, yes, sir. Dane, DeKel.
Yeah.
Walker's gone now.
Yeah.
Ty, all those guys, yeah.
Yeah. A teammate, you tweaked your ankle. You didn't get to participate in the best of the Midwest, but you still went.
Yeah.
Why'd you still go?
I wanted to – you know, it's like what I was saying earlier, kind of like football all gets tied into memories that you make with people who are on your team and like people you met through football. And going to those things, especially whenever you have friends to just, like, hang out with and you get there, you know, you get dinner and you hang out in the room, swim in the pool. I don't want to miss out on any of those memories because I've heard people, like, coaches talk about how much they miss football and hanging out with all their friends from football. So I want to, like, absorb as much money as I can, obviously to support them and watch them help. Like, if there's an O-lineman there, I was wanted to help him as much as possible. And those receiver guys, as much as I know – can help them, try to talk to them.
Coach Landis is at Georgia State now.
Yeah,
Coach McPeak is your new head coach.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I'm super excited. I was really happy that's who they chose. I mean, we made it pretty much the whole football team made it really clear to Mr. Diaz and the rest of the administrators at Douglas who we wanted it to be. And they heard us out, and they chose Coach McPeak to be the new head coach. And I'm excited. I can't wait to see how it is.
Got a lot of talent coming back.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You know what my favorite thing about Douglas football is, Freddie?
What's that?
The team up north.
Oh.
not even on the schedule will y'all put that name down.
No.
I love the rivalry. How much fun is that game, and how much fun was it to get them back last year?
It's really fun, and I think everyone kind of looks forward to that game all season just because we have to play all the city schools, and then it's kind of like they were the team to beat in Kentucky for a really long time, and I think that's why the whole team up north thing started. We kind of wanted to take the target off their back and put it on ours, and we wanted everyone to want to beat us and not them. So that's kind of how that all started. And then obviously it's Coach Landis was a big Ohio State fan, so it's kind of like the team up north with Michigan and Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not allowed to say their name or anything like that. And we're carrying on their tradition. So.
And you,
it doesn't help that they're they are the Cardinals too, so it's pretty easy to
Douglas
hate on
hasn't
them
lost a city game yet, have you?
Mm-mm, not in school history, no, sir.
That's amazing, Nick Roush.
That's something I would just walk around the town with my chest out. Oh, man. Just like, yeah. Come beat us.
Like, I went to a Bryan Station basketball game last night, and me, Dane, DeKell, and all of them were there, and all their football players were there, like, we're going to beat you all this year. Like, they say, everyone says it every year.
It's like, all right, well, come do it.
Have you been to a game out there, Nick?
I have not been out to the farm.
It's yet. A happening.
I have not.
It's not just a game. It's a happening. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's really like crazy how fast a fan base is built for a program. Like, we've only been around for 3 years, and seeing how many people are like diehard Douglas fans, people that aren't even – don't have a kid on the team or really have any involvement with the school that come to every game away or home,
mm-hmm.
Is awesome to see. I can't imagine what it would be like after I'm gone.
Right. 4 or 5 years from now, once it really gets kicked up.
Especially if the success keeps going. It'd be crazy.
There's one more box you got to check. You were close last year.
Yeah, two more things on my high school football bucket list.
Okay, so one of them is the
state championship and then All-American.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right on track.
Yeah.
To be fair, Michael Mayer, that dude, he's like crazy. Clark Kent, right?
Yeah, he was best football player I've played against ever.
They showed a picture of him at the All-American game. I was like, that dude's 40.
Yeah,
he would steal my wife from me right now and be like, "Dude, go right ahead. Like, she's yours." You know, I mean, because that guy was crazy. Y'all still, that was still a heck of a ball game.
Yeah, it was close. We kind of started off slow. I think it was a little different for us getting there. You know, you see all the bright lights. None of us had ever played there before. They've been there, I think, 3 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So they were kind of ready. They knew what they were walking into, and we were all just kind of like, whoa, this is Kentucky Stadium.
Yeah,
we just Kroger Field. And then by the time we adjusted and realized it's a 100-yard field, just like every other field we play on, it was a little too late. So.
Nick, you played in the state championship game.
I did.
Did you win or lose?
I lost.
Okay.
And kind of like Jagger, I was the first team at my school to go to a state championship. We got a little bright-eyed, but we had a lead at halftime and then blew it, ended up losing. And then 3-4 years later, my brother's team, they come in there, they take care of business, they win, because they kind of had the, oh, we've been here before. This isn't anything different. And I think there is something to that where there's a difference between winning and really knowing how to. And I think now that y'all have been there,
there's we're set up this year for sure.
There's a confidence, too, going into a game. It's kind of like when you're going in, and we don't got to name names, but those teams where you're like, this is going to be fun tonight. We're going to put up 40. You know, I might get a touchdown tonight. They might run the player. I get to catch one.
Yeah.
So this is the runner-up club, so I lost too.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so.
You also broke your arm.
I want to get out of this club.
You got. All right, Jagger, I got some questions for you here, my man.
Okay.
A lot of them are quick hitters.
Oh, right. Quick hitters.
Are you named after Mick Jagger?
No.
What?
No.
Okay, how? What?
First of all, you could ask them. I don't know.
I love the name, by the way. You got the coolest name in the country.
Yeah. Well, my first name's Camden, and then my middle name's Jagger, and I just chose to go by Jagger. But
Jagger sounds much more rough and tough than Camden, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it came from. They might know, but I think it was just kind of random.
Mom and dad are both like, I don't know. It's awesome. Because I remember Mark, if so, awesome, you know.
Well, see, peel behind the curtain, the dog that I got in college, we named him Jag because we lived at the quote-unquote courthouse because it was a court and we all thought we were going to be lawyers. None of us became lawyers.
That's what all my friends call me, Jag.
Really?
Yeah. Nice.
Okay.
What are your interests outside of football? How do you get away from the letters, recruiting, and the expectation of winning a state championship? How do you get away? How do you relax?
We have a house on Lake Harrington, so going down there is kind of like a getaway.
Oh, nice.
We go down there, like after practice on the like summer, like all the guys would go down there, and we'll invite whoever down there and just kind of hang out, and then hanging out with my family, stuff like that. Gets me, I think, as far away as football as I can get right now. So
you're a lake guy.
Yeah.
You a fisher?
A little swimmer. A little bit.
Yeah, I can't. It's too early.
Yeah.
And, like, also, there's nothing more frustrating than when you think you got one and you're
fighting.
It's
a log. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
I'm really good at stick bass.
Fan focus this week has been on Vince Merrill's situation at UK. What about Vince makes him such an effective recruiter?
I think he just knows how to, like, relate to kids, like, from every background. His son went through the recruiting process and ended up going to Alabama. So he talks a lot about that and about he's kind of open about the mistakes he thinks his son made. And
yeah.
So I think it kind of feels like it's more of like a friend than like a recruiter. Like,
what did that mean to you when he decided to stay at Kentucky? Was that something on your mind? Were you weighing back and forth?
It definitely means a lot because, like, his big thing that he always preaches, like me, DeKel, all those guys that are from Lexington, Lavelle, and all them, is kind of just, like, stay home. So, I mean, if someone preaches that to you for however long he's been recruiting me and then he leaves, it's like, well, if he's going to leave home, you know. So I think it is important for a lot of kids to come and all that. I don't think he's going anywhere now. So I think it's really good that he stayed. It was kind of worrying me for a little bit. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that decision really was something you were going along with everybody else.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy being recruited?
I'm definitely, like, thankful for everything I have. Yeah, I enjoy it sometimes. It can get a little stressful at times. Like, whenever you're – like, those getaway weekends whenever you're trying to and you look at your phone and it's just – but I never want to take it for granted. So I'm really thankful, and I enjoy it for the most part. For sure.
So the cool moments, though, what are some of the cool moments?
Definitely getting the first offer and then, like, getting to talk to Coach Saban on the phone, Coach Sweeney, Coach Day, Coach Stoops. Like, building a relationship with people you see on TV all the time is pretty crazy. And then getting to talk to the players that you see play, too, is pretty crazy. And then just seeing facilities. Like Oregon's facility, like I grew up an Oregon fan, and I like before I was getting recruited by anyone, I remember watching Oregon facility tours on YouTube, and then I was like actually there a year later and like
and
seeing it all in person.
Double decker locker room and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So now I remember you saying, I don't know if it was to me or somebody else, you always liked Oregon when you were little because of the uniforms. Now, which of their uniforms, of their combos, what's your creme de la creme?
I like the, like, you know, the white ones with the chrome numbers?
Yes, yes.
And then the full chrome helmets with the yellow O.
The clean look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the winter, like, frost.
Got you. See, I'm more of a fan of the old school, like, Donald Dunk.
I like looking, those ones, too. The weird green, like the cartoon green.
Yeah, it's like the Rich Brooks almost, like, green and yellow.
Yeah, I like those too.
So you've been out there, and have you been to all your top seven for like a game?
Yeah, I've been I've been to some of them multiple times. I've been to Ohio State multiple times, Kentucky obviously. I've been to Clemson multiple times. I've been to Alabama multiple times. I've only been to Oregon once. That's the only one I haven't been to more than once.
I feel like that's like something weird, Freddie, where now your people are taking official visits and it's not during a game. I mean, for some it is, but that's got to be – you obviously haven't gone through it yet, but it's got to be different that you don't get the full kind of game day experience as an official visitor.
Yeah, I think I definitely would have wanted to take them on games if I – like, I've been to games at all of them already, so I kind of know that experience. So I kind of want to see the other side of things, like more of the off-season stuff and
right.
how players are and like what they're doing during the off-season. So.
Well, I know just from Coach Stoops and Vince, you know, they'd like they don't like when an official visitor's in and they can't get out of the locker room until 1 a.m. on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know,
that's so also another thing. Yeah, it's more focused on you than the game and like who they're playing.
Yeah, so that's a nice little positive.
You talked a couple times about Kentucky being your first offer, and now you're number one on Kentucky's big board. How's that make you feel?
That's pretty crazy, you know, like watching them growing up. I remember one game we had sideline passes and like being down there, I felt like I was teeny tiny. This was like whenever I was little and I was like just looking up to these guys like that's what I want to be whenever. So like having an opportunity and like being a priority at a place like that is pretty crazy.
Ooh, Freddie, can we date ourselves?
No.
Who when you were watching, who were the people you were cheering for at UK?
Randall Cobb.
oh, man.
Those guys, yeah.
I knew that would make me feel old.
Landon Young, Drake Jackson, Cash Daniel, Devontae Robinson all stayed home to play for Kentucky. Does their foundation and success that they've had at UK have an influence on your decision?
I think, yeah, just because you see how they're kind of like the face of the program. They obviously want to promote in-state kids and give them as much exposure for the NFL and then things after football's over with. So that's definitely important to me because that's obviously a really important part that not a lot of people see is you have to make a decision. Like the whole thing when you were there is 4 for 40.
Yeah.
You kind of have to make a decision for the
next
the
40 years of your life. Yeah.
Yeah, for 40,
absolutely.
Yeah. So
Bo Allen, important. John Young, Octavius Oxendine, Vito, Isaiah Cummings were part of a significant Kentucky in-state class of 2020. Do you have relationships with those guys, or are they influential in your decision? Do you talk to them?
I talk to most of those guys regularly, except for I don't really talk to Vito or Isaiah. I talk to Ox, Bo, and John a lot.
What are they saying to you?
They're just telling me like how happy they are, basically, with the decision they made. And
They're on campus already too.
Yeah, they're early enrollees. I think that's actually what I'm taking my official with is John and Bo. They're roommates, so. I talk to them all the time just about how they're liking it because I know, I mean, they don't really have a reason to lie to me or try to get me to believe something. So I like talking to them a lot to see what they think and what they like, what they don't like.
Are you going to be an early enrollee?
I'm set up to do it. I think it just depends where I end up going. If I go to Kentucky, yeah. If I'm closer to home, then I will.
How does that work? Do you graduate early?
You have to – so, like, I have to take a –
You got to go to summer school or anything? Or?
I have to take an online – like, a two-week online class for English in the summer. But I'm ahead, so most people probably might have to do more. But I'm taking a government two – so, like, semester two of government I'm taking right now.
Class.
Yeah, I'm taking that right now, and I'll take first semester – I'm taking the class backwards. So I'll take first semester, first semester my senior year, and then I'll take an English online – semester of English online – in the summertime.
I think how it works, Freddie, is remember all those classes that you would just sit around and do nothing and jerk around the whole time?
They
I think
take
you
those
just,
out.
Yeah.
Put, yeah
you don't take yearbook anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
Basically. Yeah. I don't really have any electives.
John Schlarman's a fighter. He's a damn good man as well as offensive line coach. What's your relationship with Coach Schlarman like? And what's your thoughts on him building the Big Blue Wall as such a focus and promotion of Kentucky's offensive line?
Me and Coach Schlarman, it kind of feels like I've known him way before I had a scholarship to anywhere. So my relationship with him is more personal than most coaches that I have a relationship. It feels like we're as close to family as they can get. Just we talk all the time, and it's not always even about football. Like just sometimes whenever I'll come up for a visit, we'll just sit down and watch film and just talk about it. So it kind of feels like he's a really close coach, kind of like at my high school is what it feels like. So it's awesome to have a relationship with someone. And then him building the O-line they've had and just shows how successful Kentucky can be if he's got kind of like leading it. So that's really exciting to see.
One thing Kentucky has done recently that I don't think a lot of people take notice of, but I'm sure you do, is how it promotes –
the offensive line.
Well, yeah. It's offensive line, and it's star players or groups.
Yeah.
From Josh Allen being in Times Square.
DraftJoshAllen.com.
Yeah. The websites for Benny and for Josh and for the big blue wall. Is that something that sticks out to you?
Yeah. I mean, you don't see that, especially the O-line part of it at a lot of schools at all.
Yeah.
promoting the O-line. I think it's kind of becoming like more of a thing that people are doing now. I don't know exactly why. I think people are starting to realize what they do. I mean, without the line, there's no one else can do pretty much anything.
Yeah, well, and it helps, too, when you don't have a quarterback. You got a receiver.
Yeah, that is true.
What do you think about that with Lynn? The success that Kentucky had. Hey, we're going to run the ball. You know, Stenberg was like, hey, we're going to run it right here. Stop it if you can. That mentality of the offensive line is something that I really enjoyed.
Did you love it? Yeah, that's how our high school was this year.
It was.
You know, Josh is a great quarterback, and he could throw it, but at the end of the day, he could run too, and that's our O-line was good enough where we could just kind of – we could give the other team our script and just say stop us. And if they did, they beat us. If they didn't, we won.
I would agree with that.
Throw it up to Dane every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while you fake a little handoff.
Yeah, with Walker Parks on one side and Jagger Burton on the other, I'd say you could do what you wanted to most of the time. When you do make your decision, are you going to have a ceremony?
Yeah, I'm going to – at that lake house I was talking about.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Can I give you some advice here?
I'm not gonna do the disrespecting thing.
Don't throw the hat. Toss the hat, bro.
I would never do that.
No, but you need to say respect my decision, though, right? Isn't that required?
No. No, just do it. Don't drop the hat. I don't know why that gets on my nerves.
That makes me mad.
Doesn't
it
make you mad if somebody took a Douglas hat and threw it away and put on a Dunbar hat?
I think it's worse whenever they put on the hat
and then take it
off. Take it off,
yeah.
Throw it on the ground, put on another hat, take it off, and put on the real hat.
I can't. I'm old, man. So get off my lawn. You know what I mean?
The first hat I touch is the one I'm picking.
There you go.
Yeah.
I do think it's crucial, though. Just some advice. I've become an expert on hat science.
They critique these things, Jack.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as I see the hats on the table, I pretty much know what it's going to be.
The nicest hat?
Well, and you can always rule out the one that got at the gas station. Mike Drennan, he had the USC gas station one.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we all know where he's not going.
Yeah, that is true.
Jagger, you can play. I mean, we talked about this in my evaluation. You seriously can play all five positions of the offensive line. Do you have a preference of where you play in college, or?
I don't think it really matters. Personally, in high school right now, I like playing tackle. It's more left tackle, especially. It's the hardest thing to play. So I know if I can play left tackle, I can play anywhere else. So I like guard a lot. I haven't – probably the least amount of reps I've gotten is at, like, one position is center.
But you're athletic enough. You can play center.
Yeah, and Drake's actually teaching me how to snap.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we're starting to do that soon.
I think there'd be – the one thing about center that would be appealing is just knowing that you get to make all the calls.
Yeah, definitely. I would love doing that just because I like studying it and like telling everyone what to do. And I like knowing every position. So
Right.
That would definitely be an appealing side for me too, yeah.
Or any of the five schools that you're going to visit or seven you're going to choose from have said you are going to play this position and that's it?
Alabama has kind of said I'm going to play guard. Most schools want me at guard, obviously, but a few of them have said that like Ohio State and Kentucky are more, we play the best five guys, whoever you are, whatever position you play, you got to
learn them
all of them, yeah. So
I think that would be – that's advantageous. Also goes to your football IQ.
Yeah.
There's a lot of – and, I mean, I'm obviously watching UK more than anybody else. Mm. But Kennard's first year, he played left tackle, right tackle, and I think right guard. As a true freshman. And I was just, like, impressed because just figuring out how to walk and chew gum as a college freshman going from high school is tough enough. And then learning three spots and playing, I can't even imagine. But that dude's – I don't think he's got screws loose because he's intelligent enough to do that.
Yeah.
But man, there was a couple times this year where you're watching from the press box and you see, like, the out of the corner of your eye, you're like, wait, who is that guy just screaming, hauling ass down the sideline, busting people up?
Yeah.
But that's why I like watching the hosses whenever they let us into practice.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I like watching pads. You hit each other a little bit in practice.
Yeah, all the time, yeah.
Whereas, like, the skill guys, you know, you can't touch them. You know, you got to give them.
Air, yeah.
Yeah. But the funniest – one of the funniest things I've seen at a practice is during a – was not through the shoots, but it was during one of the individual sessions, and Strawman was just straight up like, all right, guys, you got to impress the cameras. Come on. Come on, what are you doing out here? You can't hide it no more. So I enjoy it. I got, and now that I don't know where I'm going with all this other than I'm fired up for spring practice.
Yeah.
I am too. I can't wait.
Just say, for, when is your all's?
We do it towards the end of the year. Like whenever our spring practice is over, it's the last day of school because that's when colleges like can't get on the road all times of year. So we do it whenever they can.
That's
so
smart.
As many colleges can come through.
That's smart. Douglas does a good job promoting its players.
Yeah.
It yes, really does to sure. the next level. I mean, yeah. as good as it or better than anybody I've seen before.
Yeah.
Well, you got guys going to Clemson and Baylor in
yeah.
a year. That's,
yeah.
That's pretty good.
Jagger, your family plays a huge role in your life. How are they doing through all this recruiting stuff?
Are they
tired of it? Are they ready for you to go make a decision? Or
They're not trying to push me to make a decision. They're kind of like every time I'll say something, even if they agree with me, they'll give me the opposite side of it. Like, if I'll be like,
ooh, I like that.
Like, I want to take, not like an official visit. I'm trying to think. If I want to commit on this day, they're like, well, why would you commit on this day whenever you can commit up until this time? What's the point? And then they'll make me kind of like justify my reason. And if I justify it right, they'll be like, okay, you can do it.
Keeping you on your toes.
Yeah. They make me make sure that I'm not going to make any like stupid mistakes or rush through anything.
How much did it help having Walker go through it already?
Definitely. That helped a lot too. Talking to him, talking about things he wish he kind of got the chance to do and things that he did that he wished he didn't do, all those things, and then me not doing those same things. And I found some stuff that I wish I didn't do, and I'm going to pass that on to Dane and those guys, tell them things. I think as long as we keep passing it down, I think everyone that does will be good if new people just pass down everything to those.
How important is the role your family plays in your recruiting?
It's extremely important, just as important as mine. Obviously, they have an influence.
Because your mom's 606 all the way.
Yeah. Leslie County, yeah. So.
Look at dad over there.
Yeah, she definitely has a say, and my dad does too. But they're not trying to pressure me to do anything or, make any decisions that I don't want to make. They kind of just bring up things that they think might be good to do, and then I'll look into it, and if I want to do it, I'll do it. Stuff like that.
National All-Star Games, All-American Games, they're going to come calling. Did you watch this year's games?
I went to the one that Walker played in, the Under Armour one, and then the year before that I went to the Adidas one.
That stadium is pretty cool.
Yeah.
In Orlando.
Yeah. That's the one that played the Citrus Bowl in. Mm-hmm. I went to the Citrus Bowl too.
You went to San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a preference in which game you play in?
Not really. I think just whichever one gives me an opportunity to play in. And then if they all do, I'll take going to the games, which one I want to compete in. But I'm really open to any of them.
Do you get recognized around town?
Recently, yes.
Wait till this comes out.
Yeah, like definitely recently. And then last night at the game, a few people recognized me. It's definitely starting to get – more. I used to never get recognized, but it's started. I've started to get recognized a lot more.
As we wrap up here,
again,
that first offer is something that we've talked about. A lot of kids that carries a lot of weight. A lot of people in Kentucky are watching you now.
Mm-hmm.
Number one player in the state of Kentucky, top five nationally in his position. What do you want the Big Blue Nation to know about Jagger Burton?
I just hope they understand like how hard that I work, and if it doesn't end up being Kentucky, that they kind of like understand my reasoning of why, and then if I do end up in Kentucky, that they support me and obviously give me a platform to do the things I want to do in the community. And football has kind of given me a platform to do things that at a young age that I've kind of like dreamed of doing, but I didn't think it would come this early.
How old are you, Jagger?
17. Yeah.
You're more mature than me now at 51.
We're speaking of, Freddie, this is the part of the podcast that happens every time that we haven't discussed it. I watched Toy Story 4 last night.
Oh,
dude,
God,
it's
Jagger.
Awesome. I'm telling you, I don't know how they keep doing
it. I'm sorry.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's on Disney Plus.
I'm sorry,
right now.
Jagger.
I'm telling you, they keep getting more and more creative. I don't know how they keep doing it.
Okay, you done?
Freddie, I know you're holding back now. You want to talk about it too?
I've not seen it yet. I'm sure I will.
Oh, you got to. You got to. It's great stuff.
One more football question, Jagger, then I'll shut this down. First of all, you've been great. I mean, again, you're not.
Yeah, do you got any, like, has anybody ever told you what to do in an interview or anything?
No, not
you do
really.
A really good job.
Yeah.
A lot of times you don't get feedback in interview, but you're excellent at this.
Appreciate
excellent.
It.
Yeah. You can tell you're a coach's kid.
Yeah.
With Thank a little you. 606 in you. With a lot of 606 in you.
That's where Mahler comes from.
Yeah. Yeah. You see those opponents go flying to the ground. That's total 606. I've got one last football question for you. Kentucky going into this year, high expectation. It's not unrealistic to think that Kentucky can be playing in Atlanta by the time you finish with college.
Mm.
Left tackle, Landon Young. Left guard, unknown. Center, Drake Jackson. Right guard, Luke Fortner. And possibly right tackle. All going, could be gone.
Yeah.
Would that factor in your decision, knowing that Kentucky could possibly have
whole new starting offensive
four offensive linemen graduate or go to the draft early with the case of Darren Kennard?
That definitely factors in. I mean, you don't want to go somewhere where you got people who have played since they're a freshman and they're going to be a junior and they've started all those years, and you come in at a big disadvantage. But at the same time, I wouldn't shy away from the competition anywhere I go. Competing is part of football, and they're going to bring in people after you. Even if you're Drake Jackson, any of those guys, I mean, they still bring in centers and all that stuff. So you got to compete wherever you go. But playing for the playing early part, it definitely does factor into it. Yeah,
Jagger, you've been tremendous. Great interview. I appreciate you coming in.
Ooh,
spending time with
we've
us.
Given you interview feedback. How's our interview feedback?
It's really good. Okay, yeah, this good. Is the best one I've ever done.
He gets probably. Distracted. Oh, you got to just.
I get distracted.
I have stayed on task this week.
This is weird, Freddie. I don't like this new Freddie. Professional. What Coach Stoops do to you?
Listen.
He's got.
You know how much I enjoy evaluating film.
I know. And the thing is, you've been out of the game too long.
I have seriously watched hours. I've been to your games,
yeah.
too, at Trinity.
Yeah.
Game and some others. Man, you keep doing what you're doing. I mean,
is there?
I hope y'all get Trinity. Y'all need to
we
run
play
that
them
back.
Again.
Y'all are scrimmaging
again at good. Trinity. Yeah.
Okay. Good. That's right down the road. I'll be there.
Yeah.
You own one back because my uncle Oscar, he coaches there, and he was talking a lot of smack afterwards. I don't think he'd mind me saying it. He probably would, but I don't care.
I don't.
Y'all get him back. Go get him back.
It was not good not winning that scrimmage, but I don't think Coach Landis minded losing that scrimmage.
Cause I think humbling. We kind of
that's a little fuel.
I think it helped, honestly. We obviously don't lose a lot of games at all.
Yeah.
Kind of getting your tail whooped.
That'll wake you up.
Kind of helped. That was kind of motivation for the rest of the year about how bad we could play. That was
the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
It was the Evansville.
Yeah. I think it was just kind of settling in to – I mean, we completely changed our whole offense from throw, 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 throw to run, run, run. And I think it just kind of took a little bit to adjust to that fully. So, I mean, I think it'll be a great scrimmage, obviously, again. But
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it for sure.
How can – because, I mean, again, you're number one on Kentucky's board.
Yeah.
And you know you're going to be talked about a lot for the next months.
Yeah.
Up until you commit and sign whatever. How can people follow you? Twitter, Instagram, or do you want them to?
Oh, yeah.
Jagger Burton on Instagram and then Jagger_Burton on Twitter, I think.
So is now Instagram hotter than Twitter? Is that?
For me, no.
Because okay.
Twitter's kind of like the recruiting. It's like Twitter's like a recruiting site for football. Almost.
Got you. That's fair enough.
Yeah, Jagger_Burton on Twitter. But Instagram's kind of like if you want to – I mean, I post, like, visit pictures and stuff on there, obviously, but it's more, like, personal stuff.
It's when it, see, like, some of the guys, though, they're starting to, like, share, like, important videos that I need to know. That's when I'm like, God, I'm not good enough at social media. I'm getting too old.
Yeah, see, I think that's, I might post mine on Instagram before I post it on Twitter just because.
That's where the scoop
it's
is.
It's like, yeah, and it's like, I'm, like, all my friends are on my Instagram.
You're letting your friends
and my
know
family.
First.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Jagger, we
yeah.
wish you good health, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Good luck your senior year.
Thank you all for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You've been terrific. Look forward to watching you develop. And if you're a football nerd like me, go watch Jagger's huddle tape. It's absolutely one of the most impressive evaluations that I've ever done.
You won't see the dude.
You
in
see
this.
How serious I am in this interview, Nick.
Yeah.
Gosh.
You won't see the in. Dudes in their underwear just like picking up and throwing a guy into a
dummy.
Oh,
God. Did you see that?
I saw what you're talking about. Yeah, the holding thing on that.
He just like grabbed him and twisted him and threw him down.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the football people were not happy with that.
Yeah, I know. A lot of them were. I watched the rest of his like I looked it up. The rest of his highlights weren't even bad. I mean, he's a good tackle. It's rough being an offensive lineman doing one-on-ones.
Especially when you got nothing to kind of grab onto there. Yeah. And you just kind of slide off of the
– Yeah, like at some camps – I remember I was at Alabama and kids were taking their shirts off. I was like, what – like.
How am I supposed to get a hand
sweaty,
on you?
You just slide straight off. But I think, yeah, I mean, obviously he's a good player.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell that by watching him play actual football, but sometimes kids get a bad rap for
– Jagger, thank you so much, brother.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I know
it.
Your family looks hungry back there.
About
Drayden's,
that time.
Drayden's eating a bag of
Starburst.
Yeah. Yeah, he's ready for a meal. Well, thank you for being on here. We appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
Appreciate your candor. You've been terrific through this interview. Good luck the rest of the way out, and we'll come out and we'll watch you play this year.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks for coming on, man. And peep the technique. Don't sweat the technique.